anyone who seriously submits to this ideology of red pill versus blue pill, invalid. Anything you say after that, it's Simlish to me, can't understand it. All I hear when you talk after that is that you jerk it to Joe Rogan. That's all I hear.
When the wall takes your mind, body, and soul. In today's video, guys, we're gonna dive into the concept of the wall, but looking at it from a different perspective. Normally, when we talk about the wall, we talk about, is a woman ages, she loses her looks and her fertility, therefore making her less of an ideal or attractive partner to a man that is looking to settle down or to start a family of his own. But in today's day and age, for as far as I'm concerned, probably one of the first times ever, I think there is a different wall that is hitting women today that makes them unappealing to a man looking to settle down and start a family. So it's not in the physical part, remove that part, but this is what happens when her mentality has crashed into the wall. Because all of us men know this, just like women know there's attractive men that once they open their mouths, they're like, oh my God, this guy's dumb as a rock, or he says some really douchey stuff, so I don't like him. Well, the flip side is men, we know there are some women that are very beautiful, but as soon as they open their mouth or you hear their mentality, this toxic feminist, like very aggressive mentality, you're just like, nope, no way I would ever date this girl or do anything long term with her. Maybe I'll just have fun for a night or two. And that's what I'm talking about in this video, when the wall crushes her mind and her soul. So this video starts with a guy explaining what he sees as the problem in the dating game, and then this woman's response to him. And we'll just commentate on the conversation.
They don't care about women anymore because society is telling women that they're all queens and that they all deserve a top-notch man and that none of them should settle. So they have a long list of things that make a guy attractive, and only 25% of men meet that list. And then women look around and go, how come I can't find a good guy? You know why? Because you guys are rotating the same 25% of men, and you can't blame those men.
Okay, so let's just see if we can sum up his argument. He's basically saying that the top 25% of men are continually recycled through by all the different women in the dating game. So all of the women end up wanting just these same men, and the bottom 75% are basically left in the dust. But would I have some, you know, corrections to make to his argument or put it a little differently? I would, but in general, I see what he's saying. It's kind of what we talk about. Women today are inundated with so many options of men that they can date or sleep with because of online dating apps and social media, and the world is becoming smaller because of the internet. So what we know is that the average woman gets far more options or matches on online dating, or far more opportunities to go on dates, meaning that she has an inflated ego, an inflated sense of her self-esteem because she's sought after by a bunch of simps and betamon. And because all of these women end up going for the same roughly 25% of men, let's just use his numbers for the sake of this video, then these top 25% of men have no reason to commit to any one woman because they have all of the options in the world, all of these women fighting for the same type of men. Therefore, these men become continually playing the field and just passing all the women around, never wanting to settle. And all of these women inflate their standards so high that now the average normal guy, one of the bottom 75%, doesn't cut it for her. Therefore, leaving her unhappy and unsatisfied, and 75% of the men unhappy and unsatisfied. I think that that is his general argument, and I think that he brings up a pretty good point overall. But let's see how she combats this.
I know. I know. I know. God, just much to think about. You know what I mean? Do y'all ever sprint so far past the point that you take a f***ing lap and then meet us right back here? Because that's essentially what you did. Everything you said was right, but not for the reasons that you think. And honestly, that's impressive. I got a couple logistical questions on the noggin, though. I'm going to ask you. We're going to get those out of the way. Then we're going to jump right into this fire content. Number one, are you in an RV? Like, are you on vacay right now? Just, like, with your family? You're just sitting in Joshua Tree, just, like, doing this? I hope so. I really do. Next.
Everything he said was right, but not for the reasons that he thinks. Okay, at least she acknowledges that this is sort of happening. All right. So far, okay. Other than the cackle.
Anyone who seriously submits to this ideology of red pill versus blue pill, invalid. Anything you say after that, it's Simlish to me. Can't understand it. All I hear when you talk after that is that you jerk it to Joe Rogan. That's all I hear.
Her next part is that anyone that brings up red pill or blue pill, immediately she discounts everything you have to say, discounts your argument, and calls you a wanker, basically. And your opinion does not matter to her, the queen.
What you said was in support of women, and I feel like that wasn't your goal. You said that women have these impossibly high standards that a very small percentage of men can meet. You didn't include yourself, which, oof. And then it's essentially women's fault that they can't find anyone because they refuse to date the garbage. Did I get that right?
Okay, hold on. I understand why she's hearing it this way. She's basically saying that, oh, guys are complaining that they don't measure up to the standards that women have. Which, in one point of view, I can understand why she's like, well, yeah, that's on men. They're all lacking. However, when you factor in the fact that the reason these men no longer meet her standards is because she's been sleeping around, dating around with all sorts of different men. Therefore, her innate hypergamy constantly sets the bar higher, whether it should or shouldn't. That is the piece that she is missing, that the women are bringing this on themselves because they are sleeping with higher tier men, and then their innate hypergamy is tricked into believing that they can attain these men because they're able to sleep with them. Then their standards get set, and then everyone else at that line or below, she no longer can even look at. Therefore, creating a system that, let's just say it is 25% of the men that they're sleeping with, well, again, the bottom 75%, they don't even register as human beings to these women in a sense of romantically. You're not even an option to her. She just doesn't even see you. So she only walks around in this world with these goggles, these like high value male goggles, where she's looking at every man. And if you do not make this top 25%, she's blind to you. She doesn't see you. So then the problem becomes, what is left over? Because the top 25% of men have criteria that they're looking at, especially if they're able to get any woman. Does this woman right here think that she can measure up with the top 25% of men when they want to settle down and they can pick any woman? Does she believe that? I think she does.
That's like me trying to choose a restaurant to eat. One of them's 5 stars. The other serves rat shit. Me and all my fellow b****s are like, no thanks to the rat shit, I'm gonna go to the nice restaurant. And then the head chef of the rat shit restaurant comes out and is like, you're wondering why you're waiting in line. You're waiting for edible food. Dumb.
Her analogy here, that the women in the comments loved her analogy. They thought it was perfect, of course, is that if you're a woman and you have to decide between a 5-star restaurant and one that serves rat poop, obviously you're going to pick the 5-star restaurant. So that is what she's comparing this to. She's like, logically, obviously you would pick the 5-star restaurant. But here's the caveat. You do not have the money, the budget to afford that 5-star restaurant. Therefore, logically, you should actually choose the average restaurant that you can afford.
Do you see how that logic is just like, where is it, mama? Where is it? I can't find it. And these impossibly high standards is like basic level shit, like must be nice to me, must respect me, must not be offensive. There's probably other shit that's less important, but that's the crux of it.
This is what she's trying to say is her high standards is must be nice to me, must not be offensive, and what was it, like must respect me or something like that? Yeah, that is it, guys. That's the only... Those are the three standards she has. No, those are the only three standards she has for the Chad and Tyrones of the world, the top 25% men, because she'll let them do anything. So as long as he's nice to her, that's all that matters. She will give him sloppy toppies all day long. That is her standards for these men that are out of her league.
And y'all really sit on this app and say shit. Oh my God, bro, I have to jump through so many hoops. I have to jump through so many hoops in order to get laid. I have to be nice to this bitch. This bro. I'm not doing this anymore. No, dude, she said I have to be nice to her or else she's not gonna me. Like, embarrassing, dude. You're right, though. I agree with you on everything because she won't. Have fun on vacay.
I love my mother. Great woman. My mother raised me to, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So as we're listening to this queen talk about these men that don't measure up to her standards, as we are talking about, I'm not going to say anything mean by focusing in on this queen of a woman. This is what it looks like, my friends, when the wall has smashed your mind, body, and soul.
I just need a little more time.
A great, great wall.
You're a man, you don't get the comments about me. My body, my choice. My body, my choice.
It cannot be stopped. The wall cannot be stopped. Good luck to her. She's got over 1 million followers on TikTok. There is no way her standards will ever go down with the amount of attention and validation that this Jabba is getting. Oh my goodness, guys. Let's hear some comments from queens, from the FDS female dating strategy queens out there. We are all queens. We all deserve top-notch men, and none of us should settle for less. I love her so much. Her laughter makes this video 10 times better. Dude has a lot of crap to say for a guy whose voice has yet to drop. Clown. I love her. Her laugh is incredible. He's not even ugly. Even conventionally attractive men can have incel toxic mentality. 274 upvotes. Proving, I think, his point that very few men are getting all of the attention in women. Even conventionally attractive men have a hard time unless you have the right mindset. It's like, darn, men can be given a leg up in the genetic and social lottery and still lose and F everything up. Wow. 206 upvotes. Again, going to his point of, oh boy, I'm obsessed with her. Like, I can't tell what's more epic, her content or her hilarious, contagious laugh. Love! Me too. She has that level of confidence I aspire to reach. Wouldn't that be good for the world and the dating market? More women with this gassed up ego. 25% meet the list? Try 1%, and that's being generous. Again, proving the point, 121 upvotes. When I hear this, I just say, that's okay. Date men then. No one is forcing you to date women. If you're so upset about our standards, go to space and live a happy life alone. Fair enough. This is why many men are choosing to go their own way. Understandably so. If men don't have to settle, neither do I. 413 upvotes. Yes. Thank you for putting it so succinctly. They don't settle, neither will we. That is the mentality that has gotten them into this If you made it this far, pat yourself on the back. I salute you. That cackle might haunt you. I apologize for that. Take care. Don't forget, subscribe. Like, comment, share the video. Definitely subscribe.